Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. She is a globally recognized composer, conductor, and producer. She'll be taking part in Sonic Live in Concert, celebrating 35 years of Sonic the Hedgehog at the Florida Theater on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now. She is Shelby Rassler. Shelby, how are you?
Hi there, Chase. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on. Now, this event will feature an ensemble and rock band all playing music from the iconic Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. How hard is it to take the helm on something for such a beloved franchise?
Oh, you know, there's certainly a lot of responsibility going into this tour, right? Because Sonic is so beloved as a character, as a franchise. You know, there are so many super fans of Sonic, right? So, you know, people that really know the music intimately well and, you know, haven't had the chance perhaps to see it live. So this is a really, really exciting opportunity for so many people who have grown up listening to this music, you know, from early childhood to, you know, they could be, you know, middle-aged now, you know, it's 35 years here. So it's a big responsibility, but something that we're super excited to share with our audiences all around the world and get to have this really awesome, you know, immersive experience into the Sonic universe.
Were you a big Sonic the Hedgehog fan going in?
You know, I would categorize myself as a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a super fan. So, you know, there are certain things that a lot of the audience, I think, will pick up on, you know, like little Easter eggs and things that I've, you know, been so honored to learn along the way. So I've become a super fan in the last several months, you know, leading up to this as I've researched the history and how just iconic Sonic is in general. It's just been wonderful.
Did any of that research come with like playing the games? You're like, all right, I gotta play Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic Adventure now, so you can get like immersed and get into this?
Oh, absolutely. I have loved, you know, diving into the games. And there's just so much to the Sonic universe, whether it's comic books, TV shows, movies, all of the games, you know, since 1991, there's just endless amounts of content and entertainment to be had. So I've really enjoyed diving in and you know, becoming a super fan myself.
Now, I'm not familiar with the art of conducting. I think from a layman's standpoint, I just see you walk on the stage, you hold a baton, and you wave your arms. Do conductors have different styles when it comes to the baton waving and all that?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, conducting in general is a very you know, a personal art form. So every conductor does kind of shape their own, you know, style and way of conducting. I will say with this tour specifically, we have a rock band and vocalists and, you know, electronics and it's very much a sort of like a rock concert. And so I'll actually be playing keyboards and synthesizers and, you know, lots of fun, you know, melodies and things that are recognizable to our audiences. So I'll actually be in the band playing as well as conducting at the same time. So it's, you know, a little bit of multitasking, but so much fun.
That seems like a lot to do, considering I've seen a lot of conductors just go like all out, like, you know, waving, not only waving their hand, but they're also like kind of headbanging in a way. I imagine that's got to be a lot to do, especially when you're conducting also on the keyboards as also.
Absolutely. It's certainly, you know, a bit of a juggle to keep everything on track. But what's super exciting about these types of live in concert performances is also the visual element to it, right? So we have the band on stage, we have the singers, you know, singing their hearts out. And then we also have a giant HD screen behind us, which is projecting, you know, scenes from all of Sonic, right? So you get to see all of your favorite levels and zones and boss battles and all of these exciting things that, you know, you may be used to seeing on your, you know, TV screen or computer screen or whatever the case might be. And now it's just bringing it to life in such an exciting and grandiose way to, you know, hear the live music with the, you know, gameplay and the scenes from, you know, all the different Sonic adventures along the way. It's really, really special and a really cool, just again, immersive experience.
I imagine also, now I don't know if you can confirm this or not, it's either going to be a lead up or we're going to get the general anxiety of, hey, Sonic might be drowning, and we're going to be hearing the music and like a beautiful orchestral version of Sonic drowning.
Once again, you're just going to have to wait and see, I suppose. But I think, you know, something that we've really been intentional about is making sure that we are really showing the full history of these 35 years of Sonic and Sonic's music. And so I think that everyone, I hope everyone in the audience will have that moment where, you know, they hear their favorite song, their favorite memory, you know, comes back to them, and they'll have that moment of, oh gosh, I'm so glad they're playing this one.
For those who do not know, I go say off air, because obviously you wouldn't know because it was an off air conversation. I have been trying to pry that set list from Shelby because I have a list of songs that are in my top five. And she will not give it. I'm trying my journalistic best. She will not leak it. It is easier to break into Fort Knox than to get that list from Shelby.
You know, I apologize. I'm just, you know.
You are smiling. You are not sorry.
I promise you it will be worth the wait. There's nothing like, you know, sitting in the theater not knowing what to expect, and all of a sudden you're hit with the most exciting music you've heard. You know, the amount of adrenaline and energy in that theater is just going to be worth the wait. I can promise you that much.
Sonic Live in Concert will be at the Florida Theater on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now. As I mentioned earlier, you are a conductor. Your music has been featured in multiple commercials. What was it like to hear your music for the first time on TV or on an ad?
Oh, it's incredibly surreal. You know, I'm so lucky to live a life in music, I feel. And so whether it's, you know, doing these kinds of conducting tours where, you know, I get to share the joys of live music with audiences all over the world, or, you know, sitting right here at my desk composing soundtracks for, you know, my own movies or commercials or things like this. It's not lost on me how lucky I am to live a life in music, and it's incredibly surreal each and every time. You know, it'll never get old to walk into a movie theater and hear, you know, what came from your brain, you know, in a room full of people. And I think that's the best part, is to share it with, you know, those around you and create community through music and the arts.
Was it like me when I first heard my voice on the radio? Did you kind of shriek a little bit, like, "Ooh," like something like that?
You know, it's a little bit jarring maybe the first couple of times. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but now it's just, you know, pure gratitude every time.
You can see her at Sonic Live in Concert at the Florida Theater on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now. Shelby, before I let you go, I want to ask you the same 10 questions I like to ask all my guests here. They're inspired by the late, great James Lipton. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. What is the most played song on your playlist, your personal playlist?
That's a great question. Right now, it's, I don't know. Any Matt Corby song is just on rotation always.
Guilty pleasure band.
Oh my gosh. There are no guilty pleasures in music. I'm happy to, you know, say my love for all of the bands. So I don't have an answer for you on that one.
What a great political answer right there. You never feel guilt. You love all of them equally. You're never ashamed.
Yes, sir.
Great job.
Never.
Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Pocketful of Sunshine.
If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
That's a great question. Probably pasta. Classic, right?
That's fair. You could do a lot with pasta as well.
You can. Yeah. You could dress it up. Yeah.
Drink of choice.
Water. I'm so boring.
You would be surprised how many people actually say water. It's not a boring answer. It's a very common answer, too.
There you go.
Favorite superhero?
Probably Spider-Man, I think. Yeah.
Favorite internet video?
Oh, my goodness. Favorite internet video? There are just so many to choose from. Anything that has to do with Sonic right now. That's what I've been watching recently.
Well played. Well played. What are you streaming right now?
I am finishing up season 2 of Four Seasons on Netflix, which has been amazing. Love it.
I heard that's really good. I need to watch
that. It's great, yeah.
And finally, Shelby Rassler, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
My spiciest hot take?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that is a lot of pressure. My spiciest hot take is that every single person listening right now needs to go to sonicliveinconcert.com and grab your tickets for the U.S. tour of Sonic in Concert. See what I did there?
Oh, wow. Again, just the answers. You could be a conductor, or you could just go into politics, because you got the answers for it as well. I mean, heck, you're doing multitasking on this tour. You could probably do both as it is. You could see her at the Florida Theater on October 29th for Sonic Live in Concert, celebrating 35 years of Sonic the Hedgehog. Again, tickets on sale now. Shelby Rassler, thanks a lot for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.